Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello and welcome to Made by Mummers, the podcast. I'm Zoe Hardman, a TV presenter, a radio broadcaster and a mummy to my absolutely gorgeous 19-month-old daughter, Luna.
And I'm Georgia Dayton. I work in marketing for House of Fraser and I'm mum to a cheeky little boy, Axel, who's 20 months.
Yeah, and together we are Made by Mummers.
We are.
So the story is, Georgia and I met in a coffee shop whilst we were both pregnant, living in Cheltenham at the time. We'd been dragged kicking and screaming by our other half.
Off to the countryside.
Off to the countryside. Side you will go. They're both sportsmen and we ended up having to leave our friends and our family, and thank goodness we met that day.
I know, seriously, what would we have done?
I don't even want to think about it.
So we spent the next year or so drinking coffee, trying to get back into shape, and then of course launching our mummy blog, Made by Mummers. So Made by Mummers is a blog and an Instagram account. You can go there for advice, inspiration, get to know some of the products we love, but also a bit of love and support because we all need it.
Yeah, the minute you become a mum, you're like, oh, I need to give you a warm hug. On this series of podcasts, we're going to be chatting to some of our favourite celebrity females, which is really exciting, all about their experiences, from everything from being pregnant to the birth to the aftermath, which we know is very... Yeah, exactly. We're going to have a sleep expert talking to us about her insider tips.
She reckons she can get your baby to sleep through the night from 9 weeks.
I mean, I can't wait to hear about this.
Skulls.
We're also going to give you some much needed beauty tips, some products for quick fixes as well, baby classes, toys worth investing in.
There is a lot of plastic, colourful rubbish out there.
Yeah, we're going to sift through all of that. And how to travel as well with your little one as well. So you name it, we're going to cover it. Should we get on with it?
Let's go.
So this week we are discussing travel, which is, if you've got a big trip looming and you've got kids, it's a massive worry, isn't it?
It is. You spend weeks and weeks dreading it and, you know, organising so much that you're going to take. And then it always gets to the last minute and then you're rushing around the days before just to get everything you think you need. And you always forget something.
Absolutely. And obviously that fear of doing a long haul flight with a, you know, a baby or a toddler, because we've been single people before and there's always been that person at the front with the screaming baby. And at that point you're thinking, oh, I wish the baby would be quiet. And then suddenly you're the mother with the baby and you're thinking, oh, I hope my baby stays quiet on the flight.
Yeah, and if anyone gives you a look, you think, oh, they're so rude. But really,
we never gave those looks, did we, June? I've done two long haul flights. I took Luna to Dubai, which, okay, fair enough, it's only 6 hours,
but we'd obviously still a long way.
It is a long way, and Luna was 6 months old. We got to the airport. I was going with my husband and my stepdaughter, and we arrived at the airport. You know, I was really well prepped and prepared. Got to the airport, handed our passports over, and my husband's passport was invalid.
I remember this really well.
So basically, he couldn't fly with us. So I took Luna and he went back into London to try and get a new passport. And suddenly I was faced with the daunting task of doing my first ever flight with my new baby on my own.
I can't believe you did that.
I know.
Did they give you one of those little beds?
Yes.
In front of the air? See, yeah. I looked at those when we were just away, and obviously they kept bringing one up for Axel, but he's way too big for that now.
He's a giant.
Like, literally looking at him and then looking at this tiny little bed like, yeah, I don't think so.
It's never going to happen.
I know, but did Luna quite like it in there?
Yeah, so do you know what? All of my fears really just went out the window because she was an absolute megastar on the flight. You know, I'd obviously remembered Dummies. She had a little sucky thing. She slept in the bed. The air hostesses were absolutely incredible. I made a couple of mates that were sitting, you know, in the seats next to me, and they were helping me out. Everybody kind of mucked in.
Yeah.
So I had a really good first experience. But yeah, it was pretty pretty scary.
I really don't think it's ever as bad as you think it's going to be, because at the end of the day, you just have to get through it, don't you?
Yeah.
Like this flight that we just went on, our first stop was to Dubai on the trip, and we upgraded to business, and we thought that would be the best thing to do because we'd have more room and all that kind of stuff. And we got on, and actually, it was the worst thing we could have possibly done, because there was all these buttons, and Axel's pressing the little thing that separates the seats, and then they've got like a little bar, and he's knocking down everything. My husband's in a panic saying he's ruining my experience.
Oh god, that's so typically James.
I know. And then obviously finally when he went to sleep, it was great because he had a bed, but you're so much more aware of everybody around you.
Yeah, of course.
And so we realised soon after that that it was much better for us to just pay for the extra seat for Axel, which of course you can do. I didn't realise that when they're under two, you could actually still buy them a seat.
Of course.
And that's quite a good tip, actually, if you're going on a long-haul flight. It is worth it. Like, it really is worth
and
the
also,
extra seat.
And also, I think, you know, another tip really is just get on with your own flight. Like, I think we're so freaked out and so scared of upsetting the other passengers. But at the end of the day, we're parents, we're taking our kids on a flight, which is no mean feat, and you know, I think you've just got to concentrate on looking after little one, making sure that you're all right, and if he screams the entire journey, screams the entire journey.
Yeah, have no expectation.
Yeah,
don't think they're gonna sleep, because they actually might not, and that's fine. Be prepared to entertain them for the whole flight.
Yeah,
don't be funny about like screen time. Like, being funny about screen time on the plane is not the right
time.
You
do what you can to get through.
You just got to get through. Have no expectation, and it's absolutely fine.
Yeah, and we're going to give you our kind of five best travel tips and products that we're loving at the end of the podcast. But now it's time to get into it, and we've got a really exciting guest in the studio today. Should we have a chat with her?
Yeah.
So every week we say this, because we have had some amazing guests on, but this week I'm particularly blown away by the absolutely gorgeous lady that's sitting opposite me. She's blushing. She's a mother to five absolutely gorgeous, beautiful children. She is wife to one of the country's most famous chefs, can we call him that? And she's also in her sixth year of co-designing her amazing kids' collection for Mothercare. Sitting opposite us today is the beautiful Jules Oliver.
Welcome to the studio.
Thank you for having me.
How are you feeling? Good?
Yeah, good.
Excited?
Yeah, nervous actually. What are you going to ask me?
It's going to be really tough.
Now, Jules, today the subject is travel. Mm-hmm. So we thought this would be kind of appropriate for you because you've got five children, you've got a big household, and travelling with the brood must be quite interesting. So just talk us through how you go about going on a trip with all your kids.
I probably spend about 2 weeks beforehand packing. So that probably is a bit annoying, because it'd be nicer to just to do it and not look at it and then keep adding and adding. So I have a very organised, very boring way of doing it. So yeah, basically I give myself a lot of time before I go anywhere.
2 weeks?
2 weeks.
Well, you can open a case and you can just kind of, and then you say, don't wear that because you're going to wear this because they're all going in the case. Yeah, it's anal. It's what
that is very anal.
That is. I'm like, bung it all in at the last minute.
Oh, no,
and then
I can't, no.
Get there and think, oh no, we need to go shopping. We haven't got any knickers. We haven't got any pants.
Jules is turning a funny green colour when you're saying that. She's like, that. This does not work with me.
I need a drink. I can't be your friend.
So you have to be uber organised with five kids, right?
I think so, yeah. Because then I take quite a lot to pack my case, and I don't want to forget anything. And yeah.
So do you go into each kid's room and go and bring a suitcase in there and go, right, Poppy, we're doing this?
Exactly. Oh, well, the older girls, actually, they kind of do their own. I do oversee. But with the little ones, I don't get them involved, because otherwise they'll be putting, you know what they're like, they'll put their stuff in, which has got nothing to do with anything. So, yeah, I have a very organised system.
Whereabouts do you travel to?
Well, the furthest we've been so far is like Ibiza, been to Spain. Nothing major. France, Cornwall is where we go kind of every year.
So, no long-haul flights in there?
We did LA with how many children? We had four then, and that was fine.
Oh, wow.
I mean, it was pretty. But that was quite. And I think after that, funny, we haven't done it again since. So clearly, Jamie said it was the worst trip he'd ever had, because Petals screamed the whole way. But then she had no jet lag. So I thought it was all right, actually.
Yeah. Weighs it up.
I know, it was obviously quite a while ago. But do you remember taking Poppy away for the first time? Did you take her away on your own, or like how did that trip go?
I didn't go on my own. Probably no. Went to Babington House, I think.
Nice, just for a
very
weekend.
Posh. Yeah, just for 3 days, and that was a drama. But you know, you think about it now, and I think, why did you worry? I had a steriliser. everything. The play mat thing, the play gym thing, which you don't really need.
You don't everything. Need that.
No, probably I brought a little mini doll with a pram. She probably couldn't even walk. I think she's like 3 months. You don't know. You might need a book or a dangly thing. But, you know, then now I've realised with River, you can't have that.
Yeah, so. That was my next question, actually. How do you think your parenting approach has changed since having Poppy to now obviously having River, who's two?
Oh, it is totally relaxed. Sometimes, like when you were sitting here a minute ago, I was thinking, where is River? Is that horrible sunny? I thought when you were talking about losing your head, I thought I did. Of course he's in the park with the nanny, it's fine. But suddenly you just forget he's that little person that just literally mixes in. So it's in a way it's nice. You're not so stressed. But then suddenly you think, oh, where is he? He's fine.
Yeah.
He's in bed. It's fine.
He's safe. Yeah.
It's like 3 a.m.
Just in the next door room. How do the other kids interact with him? How do they like having a little
brother? God. Oh, they love him. Mm. They absolutely adore him. He's totally mauled and, you know, I mean, I think he doesn't really speak very much because there's so much noise and everyone speaks for him. But, I mean, the love is ridiculous. Mm. It's lovely.
It's amazing to see, isn't it, the sibling love?
Yeah.
You know, I was so worried before Luna was born that I couldn't believe that I was taking away the sole attention from her.
Yeah, because you were worried about that, weren't you?
Yeah,
and I kept
really
thinking,
was.
I want to tell her that just doesn't... doesn't even happen. Don't even think about it.
No, but you also think, how can you love another person as much as you love your first child?
Yeah.
The child that's there.
Yeah.
And everyone kept saying, oh, it just doubles. And it just does, doesn't it?
It just naturally swells and there you are. You've got it.
Zoe's looking at me like, Georgie, you need to get pregnant.
Yeah.
And she does this to me quite often, but I'm just going to close my eyes and zone out for this.
when Georgie got back from her holiday last week, I was like, so, any news up the duff? And she was like, no. It's not happening. I was like, please have a child, another one.
Yeah.
No, I'm going to stick to my one and take him to various places.
She's got, around the world, yeah.
She's
got
her life back. She was drinking 15 gin and tonics at the weekend.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you don't want to do that. Just wait then,
I'm going to live a little for a while.
Yeah.
So your age gaps, we had two quite close together and then a big age gap. So we want to know, like, what is the best age gap?
I think I've done it all wrong, to be honest. I do think it's really... The annoying thing is I've got the girl 16 and 15 year old girl, and it's kind of difficult because they kind of share the same friends, boyfriends. It's a bit risky at that age being so close. I think another year would have been great. And I had a massive... I don't know why I waited so long.
Yeah,
and then I
6
didn't even
years.
Know. Yeah, I think it literally killed me having two so close, which is why it's good. But I just thought, I can't do that again. So I left it a long time. Then had Petal, then didn't mean to. Then had Buddy, which is basically what happened with Daisy. And then that kind of killed me for a bit. So I know that I have done that. It is quite hard work. Because, of course, on Saturday, no, you know, the old ones don't want to go to the park on the rope swing.
Nope.
And then the young ones don't want to obviously go shopping. So it's like, I do feel like as a mother, that's not such a good idea. I can't give my love fully. I can, but you know.
Yeah, I bet you do. You're an amazing mum. And did you and Jamie have that conversation and say, right, we're going to go large here?
No,
it just happened.
We did want B. It wasn't like he said no after one. He was quite keen to carry on. He's a bit like, whatever you want. He was at work. He just thought, well, if you're enjoying it, that's your life, that's your job, carry on. But I don't think he meant this large. He's a bit like, I think the fifth one was pushing it, but you know, it turned out really well. And it's really a nice addition. So,
And is that you guys done?
No.
I think
I'm 44. I'm going to be 44 in November, so it'd be nice to get it in quick before I'm 44. I mean, that is, you can't, you know, you don't know if anything's going to happen.
No, of course not.
But if not, you know, maybe when I'm 40, after that, I think I'm getting a bit too old, so... I will be happy with what I'm very happy with what I've got.
Yeah.
But just little baby, you can't beat it.
Oh, no. I know. I'm scared to go and see Kit because I feel like it's going to sway me and change my mind.
I mean, he's a great baby.
Is he?
He's an absolute... I mean, he's just very, very chilled until we take him anywhere. So until we take him in the car or goes in his pram, he just absolutely hates it. I mean, so many of my friends have gone, a baby that hates the car.
I can say because normally it's just an instant drug.
Yeah.
Isn't it? It's like a sleep thing.
Not in our house. I posted a video last week on the Instagram, and he was just screaming for 150 miles. Basically,
I was really worried. I kept thinking, where are they going? What's going on? Is he going to be okay? What's she doing?
We pulled over a lot just to calm him down, then put him back in. So yeah, I'm dreading when we actually have to go somewhere that's, you know, of any sort of distance.
Yeah,
but
or just do it at night. Normally, if I could, I'd do the bottle, the bath, and then travel through the night.
That's another tip.
Do you know what? That's what we did. Not on purpose. When we booked all the flights to go on this trip that we've just been on. If you follow us on Instagram, you'll obviously have seen where I've just been. But they were all night flights.
That's
and good. Axel literally slept for every flight. Perfect. Bar like 1 hour each. It was great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because they're calm. I think once you've done all the three meals of the day, get them out of the way, the bath, the milk, and then literally they are a bit like, there's no way they're not going to go the other way. They can't.
No, they can't keep it up, exactly. Yeah.
Well, you say that.
Yes, and then they get overtired. Yes, and then you have that horrible, what my mum would say, but yeah.
Is it a crazy, crazy life at home? Because how do you split your time? Because you've obviously got your career going on and, you know, your mother care and everything else that you're doing as well. How do you manage with that amount of children?
It's quite a lot. I think it's hard because I've got a girl doing GCSEs who needs my time. I've got another one who may have boyfriend problems and they need that time. And I haven't got the energy to talk endlessly because physically we've done all the other bit beforehand, so at kind of 10 o'clock she'll come down and go, Mum, I've had this problem. I think I've got to be good. I must sit there and I think, yeah, tell me the problem. So that's quite hard, but you know, that I think splitting time like that emotionally and physically, then of course there's a 2-year-old who's just kind of everywhere, and then they'll say, you always have with him, but then because I worry about him in the garden falling over, so I'll sit outside with him while they have their dinner, you know. It's kind of like, you, I can't split myself in a million pieces.
Yeah,
but I mean, I think I'm doing quite a good job. I don't know.
You're doing an amazing job.
You do your best you can do. I mean, Jamie's not really around during the week, but he's there at the weekend. So then I then give him the little ones and then I spend time with the older ones. So.
I was going to say, is he a very hands-on dad?
Yeah, he is really good, actually. He's den building, he's danger stuff that I would never do. Going on waters, rafting, the stuff that, you know, river, doing all sorts of things upside down. But, you know, that's not what I do.
So do you go on, like, action-packed holidays then?
Not really. No. Surfing's about as far as we go. We're not like that. We're not that sort of family. We're still quite, you know, we are very beachy.
Cornwall.
Yeah.
Yeah, you love it down there. You think it's a great holiday for families, for young families?
Yeah, I definitely do. Yeah, it's got everything. It's just, weather's quite good normally. It's got its own little kind of little climate, and it's, surfing's fun and people are nice. I don't know, it's just nice. It's just English. I like English. I do Norfolk. I mean, not necessarily. It's just English holidays. I quite like them.
Yeah, some people are really anti them, and then other people are like, right, I'm not leaving. I'm going to Scotland. I'm going to Cornwall. I'm doing all that. But I think you can get so much, you know, if you are worried, if you have got, you know, even just one child, and there's that fear to get on a flight with them, because it is really daunting.
Yeah. Yeah, the airport is a bit of a nightmare.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You just don't know what's going to happen. I think that's the key.
And it's the putting the buggy down,
trapped.
Putting it through the security thing. Especially if they're asleep and then you have to get them out the buggy, put it through something, then put them back in again, then you've got to wake them up again to put them on your lap to take off. Yeah, it is.
Then there's food. I always think, I want to get there. I'm worried about going to, I'm really worried about Ibiza. I keep thinking, we've had a row. Jamie said, maybe we should get I'll go the day before. And I think, this is just ridiculous, just because of River. I think, because if he gets up at 4 in the morning, he won't 6, and then at night he won't eat. And then he's just like, just get the baby up and go. But, you know, I don't know, as mum, do you think, well, no, that won't really work, because by 4 o'clock he'd be going mad, then I'll be going mad. And then the holiday's ruined. We've got 1 week. It's like, why are we going to Ibiza? Why are we doing it?
Jules, I feel like you need to just relax into your holidays to Ibiza a bit. they're the peace and love holidays.
No, I don't understand the Ibiza vibe. No, it's not going.
Not you.
It's not me.
So, other destinations that you enjoy going to as a family? You've obviously mentioned Cornwall and Ibiza.
Where else we go? Cornwall, Ibiza, Spain. France is really nice. So yeah, I'm dead boring. No, I could lie, but you know, it's just not going to sound good. We did New York once, but that's when we had 2 children, so that was fine. Yeah. But yeah, and for me, this is fine.
Do you do like villa holidays?
Always.
Okay.
Yeah, never do a hotel. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a nice idea, but I just prefer to have my own kind of privacy.
What is it about the hotel that you don't like?
I don't know. You just have to. It's just people, isn't it?
Other people. Yeah.
You want to avoid people.
Kind of, you know, just then you got to do room service. You got to wait for it. Is it clean? I don't know. Am I normal?
And
no.
Do you use companies to like book villa holidays? You know, there's Tots to Travel and there's those. You
we
know,
haven't
you use-
yet, actually. I think that's probably, we should have perhaps done that with the Golder Girls, so they had kind of like discos and, you know, like the, I don't know what the most, Club Med maybe or something.
Yeah.
If that's right. God, that's the one
Club
that's
Med.
Not the 30. No, not that one.
No,
you know
that's
what I mean?
Sandals.
Oh, yeah,
one
not
that's over 60s and you find love. No, we're not talking about that.
The one where they do like beach parties and boat parties.
18 to 30.
That's it. 18 to 30.
We're not doing that. No. I meant the other. Yeah. So we use a company we use, but we haven't quite done the kind of organised Scott done sort of thing. But I would if we were going skiing or somewhere. I think it's quite nice.
Yeah, I'm always scared to do that kind of thing because I think it's going to be like too kiddie club. Someone's going to wake me up in the morning and start making me do aerobics. Yeah. I don't want to do any of that.
Water aerobics.
yeah, and I don't want too much kiddie.
I don't like kid clubs either.
Oh,
I don't know.
No,
I just think
sometimes
no
it come in handy. Like
it's
if you get to Dubai, you can kind of bung spa. You can kind of bung them in for a couple of hours and they're really entertained. Not all the time, but I think it's good to get a bit of a break.
I'd definitely be be up for it, but I'm just a bit not apprehensive about them.
Yeah.
But
it's a new
my
country,
vision
isn't it?
Is a bit different to probably what they are nowadays.
Did you not go into kids clubs when you were younger?
But they were like the Mickey Mouse clubhouse on the beach. So it was kind of like just, you didn't have to go into a casino. I don't really want to do drawing. I don't want to see them inside on a hot day doing drawing and painting. I mean, yeah. I can see a million times why you would. But I mean, if I've got Jamie, we can do it.
Yeah.
But we were outside on a trampoline on a tacky beach. That was fine.
Oh, so much fun, isn't it? Because we had those holidays. We used to go down to France. We used to drive down to France or like stay in the UK. And it was just outdoory stuff.
Yeah.
Even just building sandcastles.
Even the rain with a cagoule on.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah. How do you think you're going to cope when the two older girls come to you and say, right, we're off on our first holiday, girls' holiday, Magaluf.
I knew you were going to say Magaluf. My sister's son's just going to Magaluf and we're going, oh God. She said, but he's got eczema and he's got to go to Magaluf. And I was thinking, don't let him go. She's like, he's 18. So, I don't know. With girls, it's different. The oldest one isn't into that. She'll go wherever I go. But the second one is already in Magaluf in her brain. So I don't know how we're going to Ibiza, Magaluf. I don't know. I thought maybe take someone with them.
Well, do you know what? That's what happened on my first girls' holiday.
Oh, did you?
Me, I went with three friends. And I think two or three days in, I think I must have said to my mum something like, we can't find a decent meal anywhere. Or something like that. And she went, oh, that's funny because Lucy's parents are staying 15 minutes away.
Oh, really? Yeah.
They'd actually come out on our holiday, but we had the day with them in this gorgeous hotel in somewhere else in Mallorca.
You appreciate it.
And we were like, oh my God, this is fabulous.
Yeah.
And then we went back revived for the rest of our Magaluf trip.
That's brilliant. Although I have a feeling that you guys might actually go out there yourselves and be spying on them from another
side. That kind of like
binoculars.
Yeah, exactly. No, we're at home. Don't worry about the signal. We're fine. Yeah, I know.
Why have you got a foreign dialing tone?
I know, that's exactly. No, they're too thick for that.
We went on, I think what is quite a nice thing to do is go away, you know, with your parents, but have the space to kind of do your own thing.
Exactly.
Myself and my sister were always given that. You know, you can come away with us and we'll go to Portugal or wherever, but actually, you know, you're 15 and 16, you can go out and have a few drinks. And
yeah, if you want to go to the club.
Yeah, exactly. Until my mum burst into this shack bar that we were hiding at. She was like on the mic going, Zoe and Catherine Hardman, are you in here?
Oh,
my God, we're dying. Absolutely dying. So, yeah, don't do that, Jules. It's never a good thing.
I will do that. I respect your mum for that.
Preparing for a trip for a baby. So, you've obviously sort of touched on the fact that you used to take sterilisers and monitors. And are you...
So now I probably don't need a monitor now. So it's nice at age 2 you can kind of ditch quite a lot of stuff. You can get rid of things. But both books are always quite good. Just one or two regular books that they recognise. I sometimes take the pouches of food. Like I will take some just in case I get there in Ibiza and they don't do food. You just don't know. So we've got like the little Ella's kitchen or whatever. I've just got a couple of meals, a couple of fruits, some snacks, raisins, stuff that I know he likes.
Yeah.
Otherwise, it's just, you know, lots of sun lotion. I think the kids are entertaining, sand entertaining, stuff you can buy out there anyway.
Yeah, that's what we did. We didn't take much with us. We just bought, like, you know, buckets and spades and all that
rubber
kind
rings
of stuff.
And,
yeah, exactly. Yeah. And then we said we wouldn't take it back with us, but then we did.
Because you feel bad for it. You know,
you spend
the money, you might need it.
And then we were like carrying through all this hand luggage. Yeah. Like when they were like, oh, what's in there? Oh, that's a bucket and spade.
Yeah.
That's a rubber ring.
It's an inflatable unicorn.
Yeah, don't worry about this. It'll go under the buggy. Don't worry.
Yeah. Is River quite a chilled baby? Like, is he quite flexible with where he sleeps? And, are you?
Well, he's a little bit Gina Forded, to be honest. So he's quite kind of, I don't quite know if I took him out of the routine, what will happen.
Let's touch on that routine. You've mentioned Gina Ford. Are you quite regimented with him?
Yes, but I'm trying to be cool. No, I am quite. I was quite from the beginning. Just kind of, I'm not, I know everyone says I'm not like drink the water. I don't do all that, but I do kind of bed at 12:30, up around 2-ish, and then kind of, but then it's bloody amazing. He goes to bed at 6:30 and he sleeps through till whenever I get him up, which is normally about 7. I stick to that routine and then it goes on like that.
Mm. There is something to be said about, we talk about this endlessly.
Yeah, we love routine.
Do you girls do it?
Yeah, totally. Yeah.
Which one do you
not
do?
Not Gina Ford.
No. Well, I read Gina Ford when I met Zoe. In fact, I was just before we sort of met up after babies, I'd started reading Gina Ford and I said to Zoe, oh, I should be drinking a glass of water now and I should be doing this. And then we sat there kind of laughing and then we sort of took pieces from what
Gina
Ford does and then created our own routine.
Yeah, when Georgia said to me that she should be drinking a glass of water, I was like, you've got to stop this.
I know, but it's... is the draw sheet, and it, what is a draw sheet? Because it's not the 1920s. So I didn't know what they, more like the grow bag.
Yeah,
and the
exactly.
curtain and the chink of light. You did make you a bit. Does make you a bit, Jane, when you're going mad. I think for the first baby, I was going completely mad. Now I realise that, you know, you don't have to stick to it. Everything yeah. does still be. It is okay.
Yeah, I think it's. I mean, personally, I think it's key to have that good evening routine. So yeah. obviously now Luna's at the age where she does have that 12:30 nap, and if she yes. doesn't have it, she is an absolute nightmare yeah. in the yeah. afternoons. And then the evening, it's bath at 6, bottle, and then reading, yeah. and then she's asleep by 7, and lovely. It works, and she sleeps through. We don't.
It's lovely if you've got a new baby. I'd want to do it because I thought, well, actually, if I do have another baby, I want to be able to enjoy that baby, not think, hang on, one's sitting there still crying. You know, yeah. at least you know at 7 that one's done. This one's coming up to be done.
Yeah,
almost. Yeah.
But also, it's good for them, isn't it? Like if they don't get enough sleep, then they don't get. You know, they can't learn. Probably they can't yeah. learn as well, and
they're grumpy. They're not happy.
Exactly. And it's, so it's for both. You know, both mum and baby.
It is amazing the second time round, though, how much more relaxed I feel already. You know, really? He's only been alive for 6 weeks. The first time, you know, you're just scared at every single noise, every single movement. Oh my God, is he, you know, is she right? And now I'm like, come on, let's go, let's you get know. On with it. And you just feel it a lot more. And he's much more relaxed.
Yeah,
much more relaxed.
Yeah.
So do you take the routine on holiday with you?
Yes. Routine comes in a little suitcase with me. It's fine. So when we got on the aeroplane, I think, when was it? Oh, France last year. Then I had to breastfeed, and I was like, no one talk because this is going to feed him. And then at about 12:30, he's going to fall asleep. And I was thinking, God, it's not happening. There's nothing I can do. It's not dark. I was kind of going, girls, and of course the girls are going, Mum, chill out. You can't do anything about it. Put a coat over him and he's sweating. But basically, yeah, and by 1 o'clock, he fell asleep. And, you know, it wasn't quite there, but it was round the. I did it. I managed it. And I was like, I did it, you know,
kind of
on an aeroplane, and it was fine. Calm down.
That's quite a big deal, breastfeeding on an aeroplane with loads of other people around. It's not easy.
I just don't care. anymore. I just don't care. I think Poppy, I used to put the whole thing round, and now I just do the you know, I only stopped breastfeeding River when he was about 14 months.
Wow.
But I thought, you know, it was bloody hard, but I think it's worth it.
Yeah.
Either way, whatever works, frankly.
So you're on holiday. What if you want to go out for dinner in the evening and take the kids and everything?
To be fair, Jamie's a chef and he just cooks. I know it sounds really simple, but so in that way, I never have to worry. We never go out, really.
I just suddenly forgot that. Did you go out for dinner when you're married to Jamie Oliver?
Yeah,
there's
no point.
He did say, can we go out in Ibiza for one night, I think for a break? And I was like, yeah. But then, you know, we'll probably get an organised babysitter for River.
Mm.
I wouldn't bring him, but all the other ones can come along and they can just relax. I'm quite relaxed on holiday because, you know, when you've got 7-8 year olds, you can't be like in bed by 8. It's, you know,
yeah, cool.
That is, I don't care about that.
Yeah,
as long as they've eaten, they're fine.
See, when we were away with Axel, I kind of kept him on England time, but a little bit, because then it meant that he could stay up till 9 o'clock.
Yeah,
and we could go out for dinner, and then he'd go to bed, and then he'd wake up at 9 the next day.
So
and
you
we
kept, were like, yeah, you kept that kind of routine of going.
Yeah, so it was still always the 12 hours, but we kind of just shifted it a little bit, and it kind of worked for us.
How did you find it travelling with Axel? Well, actually, when you got there, I guess.
I know I always say this, but it was fine. It really was fine. Like, yeah, I mean,
about different foods and things? I know I'm manic about the food, but did he like?
He eats everything.
Does he?
Yeah.
Everything.
Like literally everything.
That's so good.
Yeah, we went for this like Mexican thing one night and it was like a tasting menu. So we ordered him off of the kids' menu and he like literally looks at us like, what? I'm not eating this. Are you joking?
Yeah.
And he was just eating what we ate. So in the end, we had to do it for 3 people.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Yeah, because he was eating from both of us and we were like, well, we kind of want this.
What, tacos, quesadillas?
Everything, yeah, yeah.
Is he baby-led or is he just...
He just feeds himself.
Yeah, just uses his hands.
Exactly.
Yeah, I watch him a bit like what River does.
Yeah,
just messy and get on with it.
Yeah, I don't mind the mess. I quite like the mess, actually.
I agree, yeah.
I'm having a real mind block on what to give Luna now because I can't come up with anything else. It's almost like I've got blinkers on as to what foods actually exist in the planet.
Yeah, no, I know what you mean.
Like, you know, fish fingers, chicken, sausages.
But surely she can eat whatever you eat now.
Oh. But she eats at like 5 p.m. I don't cook at 5 p.m.
Oh, see, I make stuff before.
But you are a Stepford wife.
I'm not a Stepford wife.
That's very good. Yeah, I don't do that.
I'll like make something. Like last night, for instance.
Tell me.
I made a big pasta, like a tunery pasta thing with all mushrooms and peppers in. I made it before, early, gave Axel his portion, put it in the oven, and then me, my husband and my mum had some later on.
That's good. It's just, would she like tuna? I'd be a little bit concerned about starting tuna.
I haven't started tuna.
Maybe this is the problem.
Me neither, but why are we so worried about tuna?
I don't know, I'm so... And
is there a rule?
And prawns, I don't know. I haven't really gone that... That's older food, you see. I should perhaps not think like that.
Oh, gosh, I felt like once you got to one, I was like, yeah, steak and chips.
Yeah, exactly. No, I've been really... I've been quite Annabelle Carmel about River, and perhaps, you know, I can...
Oh, we love which Annabelle I love. Carmel. You know, I've been to her house.
Did you go to her house? She asked me, actually.
You
how was
go.
It?
It's amazing.
I was worried about routine timings. I thought she might say, come at 11:35, and I'm like, well, it's not going to work.
It's not going to work for me, Annabelle, actually, if we could just schedule that bit earlier. Yeah, she's got this beautiful house in London, and we went there and we did this whole kind of cooking session and, you know, trying out the food. Yeah. And I mean, there was a really funny moment where Luna was like grabbing these quinoa balls and she was just going and just lobbing them on the floor. And I could see Annabelle's face like crunching up, going, bless my lovely marble floor. Yeah. Let's do an Insta story. And I was like, sorry, she's just a baby.
Yeah, thank God. That's the right age. Any later, but you have to tell them off. But when they're 1.5, it's fine.
No, it's fine. Yeah.
I think it's funny in restaurants, especially when you're on holiday and abroad, people are so much more relaxed. Like if I was in a really nice restaurant in London and Axel was throwing stuff everywhere, I'd be mortified. But when we're away, I'm like, that's funny, isn't it?
Yeah, it's fine.
I don't have to clear it up.
I might never have to see you again either.
Yeah, exactly. So true.
Did you ever chuck stuff on the floor?
Yeah. Well, you know, I mean, just like that. And then they watch it fall. But also, I just, or like, no, I think, what do you mean, no? You like pears this morning. You don't like pears today. You don't like blueberries. And there's any, you know, why don't you like, you'll eat a strawberry out, but you won't eat it in. So weird. Weird things, weird children.
It's so weird. Frustrating,
I know.
Isn't it? Like, I look at her and I'm like, stop lobbing your toast on the floor.
Oh, yeah.
Why are you doing it?
I just don't like, I think I just don't want it. I did that this morning with jam. He looked at it, I thought, but you had it yesterday, and I really thought I was on to a winner because I haven't got a lot of time. He turned and just went, 1, 2, and I thought, and it, of course it went jam side down. I thought, it's disrespectful.
So
you're not having anything.
So disrespectful. That's amazing. I know, it's what I think. That's exactly what I think. So we've touched on food. So it's a big thing, obviously, being married to Jamie. Yeah. Who does the cooking for the kids?
Well, I do during the week because he's not really there, but the weekend he does.
Does he?
I do all of River's food because, like we say, it's only a sausage, But yeah, he does all the prawns and the thing, all the fancy stuff.
Do you fancy him like even more because he's just such a great chef? Is that how he wooed you?
No, because he was a drummer. When I first met him, I didn't really know, but he was drumming, and that's what got me. You know, that thing. Rock star image, you know. So that was that. But the food, but it is quite nice. I mean, all of my friends go, I can't believe you're so lucky. And I think, yeah, it's true. I don't really cook. So, and that must be quite annoying if you do the main cooking. I find it quite boring, so I wouldn't want to do it, but he clearly doesn't, so.
So you guys met when he was a drummer?
Yeah, he was like 17, 18, drummer in a band.
Oh, I love this story. And then what happened?
Drummer comes chef. And then, dream.
Exactly. And then he was inviting me to a gig, and then I went along to this sweaty, disgusting place and kind of did it. He was in some band thing and we all watched and got on a bus home, and then that was it.
And you
I just
were
thought
17.
He was really popular. I thought, I want a bit of that. So, and he was very cool. He was like the man around town. So that was it.
And then asked you out on a date.
Yeah, when I was about 18, he asked me out. We had a bit of a courtship. Very nice. For like a year. And then we have never separated since. So.
Oh, that's so lovely.
Never broken up or... Yeah.
That's lovely. So that's kind of like how you met James?
Yeah. We were 17. I was still at school.
How old are you now?
So I'm 29. Just turned 29 now.
Gosh, so that... What happened? Sorry.
A bit older than that. Not 35.
That's still young.
It's still young, isn't it?
Yeah. Bloody young. Yeah. Oh, you're so young.
Was he
a footballer when you met him?
Is he a famous footballer?
He's not famous.
He likes to think he's famous, but
he's definitely not. He was playing football. He was in like the youth team or whatever. Yeah. But he used to. I used to like him because he obviously wasn't at school. So I used to get him to go and get me Pick-a-Mix from the cinema during the day and drop it to me at school.
I was just
using him for Pick-a-Mix, really.
And then, how old were you when you had your first?
27 maybe.
27. So you had a while together where it was
we had a really long time, and he was starting his career, and then we got married, and then it took a while to get pregnant, and then it just didn't stop. So
I have this vision of Jamie coming home and being like, right, I've got this new scheme and we're going to go for it, and you going, oh, what is it?
Yeah, that's exactly how he talks. He walks in and goes, right, got this, da, 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 and you go, yeah, fine. A lot of the time you just go, yeah. There's lots of stuff going on with me. With school, for me, I feel like my life is 10 times more difficult, which I often tell him. He's just like, whatever, he's just been to see the Prime Minister, but I've had an issue with a bra or something with a daughter, and I think, well, you know what, mine's worse than yours.
But it is.
You know, it feels more kind of, it's brain numbing, it's difficult. And no one really respects you in the house, to be fair. You'll soon see. And especially, you know, River with his jam. But it's just that kind of thing. And I think him, you know, he's respected at work. Anyone who goes to work is, you know, it's a nice environment, but it's kind of like hell on earth. I'm making it sound awful, but you know what I mean. Mm. I mean, in an honest way, it's quite hard.
Yeah, I think that's like why we both really were desperate to get back to work, wasn't it? So that we had that like bit of normality on the side, and then we had our home life as well.
So nice to have a coffee on your own sometimes. It's nice to read a magazine. It's just basics. To sit in the sun on your own, if anyone's going to fall over or, you know.
I said on Instagram, after being away with James and Axel for 3 weeks and having no time on my own, I couldn't wait to get to work the next day. I was literally like, get me on that tube.
No responsibility, although you have at work, but there's none of that horrible responsibility that's really, you know, scary.
There's no like looking over your shoulder all the time and having that constant pressure of what's someone doing?
Yeah. This is my first day today in London away from Kit. He's obviously 7 weeks old, and the first time I left Luna, she was 4 months. I hadn't left her until 4 months, and this time today, you know, 7 weeks old, and Doss was like, you're going to be okay? And I was like, yeah.
Oh, she's
trotting down.
No tears.
No, but I mean, it's obviously you don't want to sound like a heartless mother, but it's just really nice to shut that door and be away.
It's just got
to
be honest. Anyone who says it isn't can't be telling it. Just can't tell the truth. Yeah. You can't want to be them 24/7.
And do you and Jamie ever get away on your own?
Sometimes, probably. Yeah. Well, River, I haven't actually, but we did one night on the. We've got a little boat. We did one night on the boat, which is very romantic, very nice.
That is.
But we don't really. Used to. When we had two, I have to say, do it now, girls, because when it gets bigger and bigger, it just gets more hard to find people to look after the children. My mum can't cope with five, obviously, it's too much. So then, you know, you have to draft in a couple of nannies and, you know, the cleaner. And so we kind of just, and also we've got the older girls, we kind of like to go with them, you know, not all the time, but, you know, it's quite nice to bring their quite good company. So
it's so important to have that time just the two of you, though.
It's so important.
You've got to do it.
You've got to talk. You've got to be able to talk without someone always interrupting. Even when, and then, of course, they go to bed and you're just knackered. So it's typical. It's classic, isn't it? Mm.
So have you done holiday on your own, you and Dozer?
So, not yet.
Yeah.
But next month we're going to Mykonos for 3 nights. It's our 1 year wedding anniversary.
Oh, that's nice.
None of the kids are coming. We've got
no weddings or anything. You're not going to attend anything.
No, but it is a friend's 40th, but it's fine because we're with all of our best friends and we're going to have an actual day to ourselves. But we're leaving the kids with various mothers and grandmothers and sisters and all that kind of stuff. And actually, I'm really looking forward to just being with my husband.
Oh, so much, yeah.
And not having to, like, wipe anything or cook anything.
Yeah,
or
just
like,
worry about just everything.
Yeah,
timings and sleeping.
I know.
You know, I don't
sitting
know.
On a plane on your own. That's pretty dreamy.
I'm going to drink so many of those mini vodkas.
They're carry off the plane.
Let's talk about your mother care collections. Mm. So how did that relationship come about?
Just they approached me, and I love mother care. Well, a lot of the clothes that I've dressed the girls in with mother care that I had from my mum. So I didn't always shop there all the time, but it's just I wore a lot of their key pieces from the 70s. They did. So they approached me, and I just thought, actually, it sounded really nice. Something to do on my own, like something to kind of get my brain going. And it was like, it just started instantly, and it's kind of carried on, and it's been really enjoyable, actually.
6 years of it.
Yeah, it's good.
And do you kind of look around at what other kids are wearing and think, oh, I like a bit of that, I'm going to take that, or inspiration? Where does that come from?
It comes from everywhere. It comes from Instagram, which is brilliant. It comes from your people on the street, magazines, actually mainly Instagram at the moment. You kind of just see stuff and you kind of follow brands, or you put in like kids clothes with round collars and you get like a look, you know.
Yeah.
Then you can just go off that, old magazines, yeah.
And do you think it's something that you'll continue doing? Do you sort of think that you might have your own line away from that, or is this...
I don't know. Because quite, it can sometimes take a lot of time up, and I suppose when the children grow up, I don't want to regret it, because if I say cut it off now, and then I'd be like, oh, you know, they're at school now, what should I do? So it wouldn't... I mean, I'd love a shop one day, but that's probably just a dream, because that's hardcore kind of... I couldn't do all that bookkeeping and stuff, but something like that, I don't know. If I can still do it, I want to do a book. I want to do a book about teenage... I want it to be quite funny and honest and teenager, because it is a bit of a mad life, I think, when you've got that kind of gap.
Yeah, we've got so many stories. Teenagers.
Yeah, but then having a two-year-old as well to have to deal with, the difference
is weird.
You have to be such an amazing, malleable machine, don't you?
It's true, you do. And also, none of my friends really, now I'm 43, none of my friends really have any new babies. And I'm thinking, oh, I'd love another one. I'm thinking, you know, I really am. The gap is going to get wider and wider. I'm going to feel more and more ousted. But I don't mind, because I quite like that. I quite like my family life anyway, so it's fine. It's what I like to do.
And you want to have another one?
We'll see. Yeah, why not? Well, it's your fault with your pictures and your... It's Kit's fault.
That's me done now.
The little, when he's laying on your chest, and when he's laying on, what's your boyfriend called? Dozer? Paul.
Husband, yeah, Dozer, yeah.
Yeah, and he's the bum. It's just still too much.
Yeah.
Just don't do it.
There is something so magic about the smell and...
Yeah.
I know, and the neck and the noises and the bottom.
Oh, I know.
Even the bums now are...
So cute. Anything else career-wise that you're, you know, that you're wanting to achieve, I guess?
Not really. I'm quite happy as I am. I wouldn't mind being a midwife, but that's just a bit of a silly
what?
Dream.
Midwife?
But that's just like a daft, you know, every time I say it, Jamie says, have you really got time for that? And I think, well, actually, I probably, you know, a lot of people start it later on in life, don't they? But I just feel, I think they're just amazing women. I just think, imagine doing that for a job. Just must be, apart from, I know, hours, it must be hell on earth, but also it must be just amazing. Mm. To bring a baby into the world and to have that happiness and be part of it, I couldn't even think nicer.
Yeah, having that every day you go into work actually must be lovely.
They are incredible people. Absolutely incredible. They were, obviously you've been through it five times, but just a constant support, never leaving.
And you get really close really quickly, which I think is so, I'm a real girl's girl, and I think it's really nice when you get to someone close really quickly in a really nice way. And it's just like, if your mum isn't there, you've got that kind of lovely, I think that lovely.
How did your births differ?
First one's always like a, dare I say, car crash, but it's just hideous. I don't know, first births are all being sick and this and that, and it took 100 days and it was horrible. And they kind of get better. And they kind of, you know, they're all, I was induced for most of them, so they all had that kind of searing, horrendous, quick pain, and then it's done.
Yeah, it's like me.
Were you induced?
Yeah,
it's
I was
really
induced.
Hard, isn't it?
It was 6 hours and then it was over, so I sort of feel like...
Is it because you're young, maybe? I don't know.
I don't know. But no, because you said you were 27 with your first. I was 27 with
Axel.
Did
you have epidural with Axel?
Yeah, right at the end. Yeah.
But too late,
and I definitely shouldn't have had it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah. The chief midwife or whatever came in and had a real go at the midwife.
Oh, really? Because they do say, you know, don't do it.
But I'm glad I did. I didn't feel
it's amazing.
The end.
Yeah.
Epidural, yeah.
I mean, they're incredible. I just can't, that difference between that bit and then that after, you think, what was I doing? Why was I doing all that breathing and trying so hard?
Did you have an epidural for everyone?
No, just for Poppy, actually. But then the others were doable, and they were a bit like, you haven't got time, or it's not worth it, you're doing so well. Depends on what midwife you had and kind of, you know, how you felt on the day. And
so you had one epidural and then
four normals. But I don't like Asinair because I hate that feeling of like,
oh, and me.
Like, I just want to be in control, but I just want no pain. I just don't want to feel like I'm drunk. So that was chucked out of the way. So, yeah, and when you're induced as well, they kind of pump it so quickly before you know it, you've gone to, like, normal to kind of... But, you know, I'm lucky that I didn't have to have an epidural for the next, just because it is a bit of a palaver to get, you know... I didn't like the feeling of numb legs or...
The worst
there was
bit.
No feeling.
Oh, I loved it.
The worst bit of the epidural is when they bend you over and they need to test, and you're having you have to deal with the contraction when you're cramped over and you have to keep still. That's the only bad bit about it.
I don't know. I don't remember that.
Georgia, but you would like all airy fairy about it.
Were you airy fairy?
Yeah. I am airy fairy anyway. I'm just kind of, I think I block bad stuff out.
Well,
so maybe
nice
it was
thing.
Bad.
I'm like, Georgia, are you heated up about this? What do you think? And she's like, yeah, it's all right.
I'm fine.
Oh, I love drama. I'm all about that.
Help me. What sort of car have you got to travel?
Oh, don't.
To travel with
it's
the kids?
It's so bad. I don't actually know what it is. It's a big van, like a bus, but I don't know what it is. So maybe it's a Renault or something. I don't know. I don't know cars. I've got a Volkswagen for the school run, but it's a great big silver thing that, you know, on the motorway, you can't hear what anyone's saying. You're right there, Damon. You know.
It's a minibus.
Yeah, it's a minibus. It's like a minibus. It's horrible. It smells horrible. Clean.
So you all jump in and go down to Cornwall in the minibus.
Yes.
Yeah. And do you stop on the way? Any favourite service
stations?
No, we're
quite hard. No, there's normally one. I don't know where it is, somewhere along near Bath. But we get in, we do that kind of milk bath thing. So really everyone is quite kind of,
okay.
Girls got the iPads, the little ones are chatting, then slowly they fall asleep, and of course River will be asleep.
Yeah.
Like he was last year, what happened last year, I don't know, you never know. And then we kind of get there about 11 at night and that's it. Then it's that getting out the car seat and then kind of, don't move, and
you know what it's like.
Blaming the husband for the creak and the key and the...
Someone drops something. Oh, for God's sake.
Yeah, you can't open the baby Dan thing, it's like that, the cot and then...
Oh my God, travel cards.
And then you say, I'm not going away. We always go, I'm not going away next time. It's all that. And then it's fine. Next day, they've slept all fine.
Yeah, that's true. The travel card.
I haven't found a good one yet.
How do you? I've got a good one.
Have you?
Yes. Nuna.
Nuna. And is the mattress nice?
Oh, it's gorgeous.
Oh, that's good.
Because really? I feel like... called a Nuna.
Yeah, it's by Nuna. Okay. And it's called the Air, I think. I'll find out for you, but it's brilliant.
I just don't like the ones you've got to kind of go, you know, do that with.
Oh, yeah. And then you've got to try and put them down as well. That's hard.
Then you just end up shoving it in the back. Like that, or you'll leave it there. You'll buy another one. It's fine.
We went away at the weekend to a friend's wedding, only down to Somerset, but obviously we only had Kit with us, and we forgot the sleepy head. And we had.
Oh,
I know. What are we thinking? It's like, just remember the sleepy head, and we left it. So we had to build him a base on the floor.
Of course, yeah.
You know, we
coats
took
or?
Yeah coats, towels, and then some sort of cushion from the sofa. And it was like at one point I sort of like leant down to check on him, and he was sort of that way. And I was thinking, oh, this is not good. How have we done this? But he slept. Dead. They just get on with it.
You do.
Oh my gosh, I didn't take the sleepy head on a trip to Glasgow on my own when Axel was about 9 months old. I took him up to Glasgow. James had like meetings or something up there. Took him there, stayed in a hotel for 2 nights. Didn't bring the sleepy head. Thought I was being really brave. Worst 2 nights of my entire life.
Where did you put him
In the cot. But yeah. He just didn't sleep
like
because
it,
the cot, the mattress was literally like him sleeping on wood.
Yeah, exactly.
And he just didn't go to sleep at all. Like when we went on our first family holiday to Mykonos, Axel was in the big sleepy head.
This
then,
is ridiculous.
So
Jules.
I took the big sleepy head. But I'm so glad I did because, okay, whatever, it was an absolute pain to carry this massive extra suitcase through the airport.
Extra
but,
suitcase.
But we had 10 nights of sleep.
I don't mind this. I'm
we had 10
this.
Nights of sleep. So I thought, do you know what?
Whatever
I'd do
it
that
takes.
Again.
Yeah, I just think
yeah,
fine.
Just take it all with you.
Okay.
So, Jules, are there any kind of must-have products that you just have to take with you when you travel?
I think it's really 100% essential that the little ones, especially little ones, have a rucksack of a load of things they haven't seen before. So I never let them see sticker books, anything you think your child would like, you know. So, and then a little snack. And so we used a company last year called Keep Me Quiet, or Keep Them Quiet. And actually it was brilliant because one, I didn't have to do it and didn't have to think about it. And I didn't know what was in the bag. So like, look, Mum, it's a da-da-da and a Disney thing and a da-da, you know. And it was all very, and did actually work for, you know, for the journey.
So what do they do? Keep them quiet. They send you stuff.
You look. I can't remember. I looked on the website, and you can choose like for a girl, boy. There's Disney. There's different kind of variations.
Wow.
There's
you say
Lego.
How long like the travel is. So if it's long haul or you're going for a couple of hours, they pack it appropriately
with the right snacks. If you're gluten free, if you're not, I mean, I think that's quite. It's really quite sweet. And I think I'll do it this year, but I'll be a little bit more kind of exactly what because Petal hates Disney. And we had quite a lot of Disney in there, but that was, it was still fine. But with River now, is at the age where we probably could even have a little rucksack, even if it's just bits and pieces and stickers, definitely because they go everywhere and. Then on the way home, if, you know, always colouring, always pens. I mean, look, there's no gadget there at all. It's basically pencils, pen, isn't it? It's, I don't know.
Yeah,
what,
I love
time. Screen time, iPad. Yeah.
Screen time, yeah.
Yeah, definitely. My phone, Peppa Pig, obviously.
Yeah, download everything before you get on a flight.
Yeah, exactly. There'll be huge rows of a husband. But yeah, we do kind of, it's all sharing the phones and iPads because that's how you have to get through it. Otherwise,
yeah,
you know, that's not worth it.
I think food's key as well.
Definitely.
Like snacks, you've just got to make sure that you've got enough snacks with you, because if they're hungry and they don't like the plain food, you're in real SH.
Or recount the time, kind of wait. So right, look, at 12 o'clock we're gonna pull the tray down and we're gonna make it and then you know, you're gonna make it all exciting, let it all out, and then just keeping the time going.
Yeah, meals on flights do make things go like quicker, don't they? Yeah, they break up a flight, definitely. Yeah.
The question you ask all the time, like, when's tea? When's dinner coming out? It's like, never ever been more obsessed with food than I have on a long haul flight.
That's so true.
And then for you, packing for you, because obviously, you know, you've got all of these amazing kids to look after, but what about you? Do you make sure that you take the right stuff, or is it just chucking?
I mean,
it?
You know, it used to be all glamour, well, not even that, but it used to be kind of nice stuff, but like you just said, but I don't chuck it in. No, sir, I don't. I very neatly, 2 weeks before.
I know you, Jill, sorry.
I'll make sure I just wear dungarees for 2 weeks with nothing else, so all my nice stuff goes in. But then, of course, you know, I mean, how many times don't wear anything? Just wear cut off jeans and the swimsuit. You don't wear anything else.
I know, yeah.
Every year I say, look, let's just take a little hold all bag. And it's a joke because I kind of think, do I want shoes? What if I see, you know, it's nice to look nice for once because you can be out and wear nice dresses, but you never wear them. But I must learn. It's denim jeans, t shirt. It's fine.
I'm going to text you before your next trip and remind you of that.
Yeah, exactly. And I'm just going to send a picture of what I've said, which is massive. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday.
Perfectly organised. When are you next going away with the kids?
So Ibiza is the 14th of July.
Oh my God, I'm there.
Are you there?
Oh, no, hold on. Oh no, I'm there the week. No.
You're somewhere else. San Lorenzo, where's that? Is that nice?
Somewhere in Ibiza, yeah.
Is it? Quite nice, apparently. So yeah, some nice villa there. That's the 14th, and then Cornwall, kind of mid-August.
Brilliant.
Lovely.
Okay, well, all I want to do is see the whole Oliver family trooping down the motorway in this massive minibus.
Yeah, but you'll see there'll be fights, rows, tears. You'll be like, oh, that's how it rolls.
They're off to Cornwall.
Exactly.
Jules, it's an absolute joy chatting with you. Thank you so much for coming in, taking the time.
Pleasure. Thank you for having me, girls.
Thank you, my love.
Thank you.
So as always, at the end of every podcast, we give you our five favourite products that we absolutely adore. And obviously this week we're chatting about travel. The first one, now you've just had a big trip to Dubai, Singapore, Bali, and you absolutely love this brand, don't you?
I do. And Jules has obviously spoken about it just there as well. They're called Keep 'Em Quiet. And basically you go onto this website and you say how old your child is, you know, what they're into, how long a flight you're about to get on. And they pack a bag to, you know, with things to get them through that flight. So it's like snacks, sticker books. Axel's had like a little toy fire engine in, and it's all stuff that you can then use on holiday as well.
They post it to your house.
It's great. It comes in a little bag that they can put on their backs. I really, really, really recommend them.
That sounds amazing.
To be honest, next time I would probably do maybe two or three, because then you've got stuff for while you're there as well. And it's all, you know, because it's throwaway things, if you don't want to take them home with you, you don't really need to. You can leave the sticker book and you can leave like the little plastic toys, but they are really, really good.
I love how they cater them to your child as well.
Yeah, and the length of the flight, I think that's really good. And they also have, you know, your little snacks and stuff, so brilliant. Very, very
and
good.
Talking of snacks,
yes, don't forget the snacks.
Yeah, now we absolutely love Heavenly Snacks. These are just sort of like Heavenly Snacks, the name sort of leads on to that. These are like really good healthy snacks for your kid, and that's key on a long haul flight. Well, when you're traveling anywhere, really, if you can keep your child full up, there's a chance they won't make that much noise.
Yeah, absolutely. And also, these snacks, they're not really that messy. I think it's such a nice idea to take like a little box with strawberries in, but actually it's going to get everywhere. And you need to just suck it up that they're just going to be eating like little puffs of rice and crisps and whatever. It's fine for a flight. Yeah,
Heavenly Snacks. we talked about screen time earlier on as well. Fill up an iPad with your kids' favourite TV shows, movies, whatever they're into at the moment, and just make sure that you've got that locked and loaded for the flight, fully charged. What you don't want to do is get on a plane and your iPad's dead.
No, exactly. That is the worst thing that can happen.
Yeah.
If you have Amazon's Prime, you can download Amazon Prime TV for free, and they have the Milkshake channel, which we all love. Milkshake. They have all of those.
I love you've just done that off the cuff there, Jude.
Yeah. They've got all of those programs, so Fime and Sam, Ben and Holly, and you can download them all. And I think you get like a couple of days to watch them while you're out the country as well. So that's good.
Great tip.
My favourite pushchair, and I don't just use it for travel as well. I use it every day. The Baby Zen Yo-Yo. I really can't speak highly enough of it. It is great. It's lightweight. It folds down. You can put it in the overhead locker. It reclines. There's a really good sunshade on it. There's enough storage. It's really good.
Yeah, you rave about it,
yeah,
don't you?
Yeah, I really do. And it's funny because a lot of the airlines now, when you go through, they go, Baby Zen, and you're like, yeah, and you're all smug. I can take it right on the plane.
Do you know what? I really felt that when I went to Kenya and I didn't have a nice travel buggy. No shade. It didn't go back properly. And I was like,
yeah,
I should have invested.
Definitely.
And the last one, Jet Kids Bed Box. Now, this is genius.
This is incredible.
Basically, this looks like a little suitcase that your kid can sit on. So you can pull them through the airport, like a trunky, basically.
Yeah.
Then when you get on the plane, it folds out into a bed.
See, your kids will be in first class.
Yeah. It is amazing. It looks amazing. It's super comfy. They love it because they feel they've got their own little suitcase. You know, happy days. We love it.
Yeah, really good.
So that's it from us for this week. Remember, if you are enjoying what you're listening to, you can rate, review and subscribe us. Please do that because it kind of gets our name out to more listeners. And of course, you can get in touch with us anytime via my Instagram at Zoe Hardman and of course at Made by Mummers. And you can check out the products that we've talked about as well.
You can. Everything will be up on the website. So, thanks.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.